What a privilege it is to be in the house of God with God. It's a privilege to be in the house of God with the God of the house. If you've got your Bibles this morning, would you take and turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. We're going to look verse number 1 through verse number 7 in 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse number 1, if you're there, shout a big amen.
Amen.
Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." And Elisha said unto her, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house?" And she said, "Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil." Then he said, "Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." I want you to ponder and meditate on this scripture this morning. And I want you to pray for me as I try to bring a message to you. I believe this morning that the Lord is here. And I believe that God has the right ingredients for every service that we need in our lives. Amen. But I hope this morning to bring you some help. But I need you to pray for me. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, God, we thank you for the reading of your word. Father, we thank you for the presence that we have felt in your house this morning. Father, we could have closed up and say that it was a good day to be in the house of God. But God, I'm looking forward to the word that you have ready for us. Father, and I pray even now, God, that you'll make ready our hearts, God, to receive the word that you have sent from on high. Father, I pray today that you'll hide me behind the cross of Calvary. Anoint me in the very precious blood of the Lamb this morning. Father, if there be one among us that's lost and undone, dying and on the way to hell, Father, may they find you today before it's everlasting too late. God, we love you, we thank you, and we'll praise you. And it is in your sweet and in your precious Son's name we do so humbly pray. And the church said, amen. Amen. Want you to notice a few things here in the beginning of this chapter. Number one, we find here in this first scripture that she begins to describe her husband. Now, she's already got a payment that needs to be made, and that as she comes to Elisha, she doesn't want there to be a need for any further payment. She wants him to recognize that this is not something that I'm gonna pay you to do. I'm not going to pay you to tell me what to do. I'm telling you that my husband was a faithful servant of God, and I need some help. Can you give it to me? And Elisha says this. He says, "What can I do for you? How can I help you, me being poor myself? I don't have money to give. I don't have enough money to pay off your debt. What can I do for you?" Then he begs the question, "What do you have in your house?" She said, "I ain't got much, save a pot of oil." We find this, number one, there was a need. But I want you to understand this in verse number one, how dire this need was. The Bible says in the last half, "And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." So, preacher, what does that mean? Now, he was going to take them to be servants for him. He was going to put them in bondage, if you will. And I want you to understand that they were going to be a slave to this debt. They were going to be a slave to this thing that they owed to this man. They owed this debt and they could not pay it. And now here they are with the promise, if the debt doesn't get paid, you're mine. So we see the need, but now we see the question. He asked the question, he said, what can I do for you? What have you got in your house? And we see the question, but now we're moving fast. Smile at me this morning. Now we see the counsel. He says it's in verse number 2. Listen, and what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what else do I have in thy house? She said, I have nothing save a pot only. And he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. You said, preacher, what does that mean? Well, I want you to understand this, is that as she's asking this question, as she's come with this need, Elisha looks at her and he says, go borrow vessels and don't just borrow a few. Get as many as you can, because this is going to be big. And I need you to go in your house and I need you to shut the door. And this is what I want you to do. When you shut the door, start pouring. What am I going to pour out? You're going to pour out of that pot of oil. There ain't but one pot of oil, and I got a lot of vessels here. Just shut the door and pour. Now I want you to understand this. As we see this, and as she got, the Bible says that after he gave her this counsel, after he told her what to do, the Bible says this in verse number 4. Verse number 5. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons, who brought the vessels unto her, and she poured out. This took a lot of faith, I'll be honest with you. To take one pot of oil and to keep grabbing vessels and pouring out. Can you imagine thinking as you're pouring out, where is this coming from? Every time I set it back down to get another vessel, it's full again. To pour. I want you to understand this now, and I want to move forward because I've got a few things I want you to understand, but I want you to see this. In verse number 6, and it came to pass when the vessels were full, every one that they borrowed, it was full. Watch. That she said unto her son, bring me yet another vessel. I was sitting in the bed, me and Master was talking last night. I said, read that. She read it, I said, read it again. And I said, I want you to think about this, David. God could have made just enough oil to fill up them vessels that they had. And they could have run out on the last vessel. But see, when they run out of vessels, they still had oil. He said, preacher, what do you mean? I'm telling you this morning that she said, go get me another vessel. I've got more to fill up. We ain't got no more, mama. What do you mean, son? I've got oil. It needs to go somewhere. And this is what it says. I want you to understand this. And I'm fixing to give you some gear. I want you to understand this. In verse number 7, then she came and did and told the man of God. And she said, go and sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. You said, preacher, what are you getting at this morning? The results of something done in faith. See, as I was reading this last night, I began to write some things down. And Trevor, as I begin to write it down, I begin to see something different. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I begin to see my life in your life. You say, preacher, there was a time when you had a debt that needed to be paid and didn't have enough money to pay it. Yes, there was. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm telling you today that there was a sin debt greater than you and I could ever imagine. And I couldn't pay it, David. See, Elisha couldn't save her from this debt. Trevor, you couldn't save me from my sin debt. What I had to do was have faith and trust on the one who could pay the debt. And see, the grace that was poured out in my life was just enough and then some. See, I still tap onto that grace every once in a while because there's still some left. Woo, son. The Bible said, Elisha said, take thou what's left and you and your family live off of the rest. Just go and take and live off of. I'm telling you this morning that there is grace enough to cover every need that I have. There's mercy enough that flows from the throne of God to pay for my sin debt. And every once in a while when I fall short, there's still grace enough to cover that. Debt paid in full. See, when you're in sin, you think you're having fun. And see, there's an endless line of credit with sin. See, one day you're going to rack up a bill so big. One day the creditor is going to come and want to pay out. Say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm telling you that death will come to your house. How can you say that, preacher? Well, the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. It is appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment, there will come a day when somebody's going to look at your tab. And they'll establish the fact of whether it's been paid for or whether there's still something owed on it. See, and if you still owe something, you can't receive that life that Jesus has for you. So why do you say that, preacher? Because, see, there was enough grace to pay for your debt and then some. But, see, you have to have the faith to accept that grace. You have to have the faith to go in behind closed doors and pour out. Just pour out till you run out of vessels to pour into. Just pour out. See, there's grace enough that flows from God to pay for mine and your sin debt. Amen. I thank God that I have that this morning. Yeah. See, there are some people, Brother Jackie, who don't know what that grace is, and they don't know just what God has done for them, and they just maybe they're just having a hard time wrapping their mind around why God will love them. Listen, don't get caught up on the little stuff. I ain't quite figured out why He loves me yet either, but I tell you this, I know He does, and I'll tell you this, I can feel Him. It ain't about a feeling, but I'm glad that I can feel Him this morning. I'm telling you today that if you don't know Him, get to know Him today. This woman may have had a small debt. I don't know how big the debt was. I don't even know how big of a miracle it was. See, to some of her neighbors, it might not have been that big a deal. See, you don't know what happened in that house that day when the door was shut. You don't know what happened in their life that day when nobody on the outside could see, but God was doing something behind closed doors. God, I'm telling you, there's sometimes that God will move only behind closed doors. Only where nobody else can see it, but you know what's happening now. You know what God's doing in your heart. You know what God's doing in your family now. Nobody else can see, but God knows and God sees. And you're behind closed doors and God's just moving in your life. And you're saying, thank you, Lord, for the debts that's being paid. Thank you, Lord, for grace enough to cover the out of bounds. Thank you, Lord, for moving in my life. I'm telling you, he's been better to me than I deserve. Serve this morning. Debt has been paid in full. See, there's no more promise for bondagement for her sons. There's no more reason, David, to enslave them because the debt has been paid. Freedom has now been established because the debt has been paid. I'm glad this morning that I can go to bed at night and I can lay my head down and know that there's a God in heaven who thought enough about old Thad Jacobs to say, you know what, son, I'm going to foot the bill. I'm going to pay for your debt. See, the thing is, he didn't have to. He didn't have to do it, but he did it because he wanted to. And I'm telling you this morning, you are wanted. If you're not in the family of God, you're wanted. He paid for your debt. He died for your sins, and he wants you this morning. If your debt's not been paid, it can be today. Say, preacher, how do you know there's still oil? How do you know there's still grace this morning? Watch this. I want you to look with me in verse number 6. In the latter half, the Bible says, and he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. There's still oil. There's still grace this morning. There's still mercy. One of the Psalms goes through, it's about 20 verses, I believe, and after every verse it says, for his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever. I don't know what you faced with this morning. Maybe you're in a place where you've got a real debt today that needs to be paid. He can handle that too. Say, preacher, will he? I don't know if he will. I'm saying he can. That's up to him. But the Bible says if you've got a need, ask. All you got to do is ask. He said, if you need something, go looking for it. Seek and you'll find it. He said, if you want to get in somewhere, knock and it'll be opened unto you. And if you spell that out, ask, seek, and knock, it all goes back to just ask. A-S-K. He's been good to you. You say, preacher, I don't know. I don't know if he's got enough oil for me. Don't ever sell yourself that short. Don't ever sell God short. There's enough. There is enough. He says, my grace is sufficient. You know what that word sufficient means? Enough. I'm glad this morning that his grace is enough. His mercy is enough and he is enough. I'm telling you this morning, if you've got a need, he has the answer. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning,